Listening Library presents The Case of the Case of Mistaken Identity, The Brixton Brothers, Book 1, by Mac Barnett, read for you by Artie Johnson. Chapter 1. America's Favorite Super Sleuths. Steve Brixton, a.k.a. Steve, was reading on his too small bed. He was having trouble getting comfortable, and for a few good reasons. His feet were hanging off the edge. Bed springs were poking his ribs. His sheets were full of cinnamon graham cracker crumbs. But the main reason Steve was uncomfortable was that he was lying on an old copy of the Guinness Book of World Records, which was 959 pages long and which he had hidden under his mattress. If for some reason you were looking under Steve's mattress and found the Guinness Book of World Records, you'd probably think it was just an ordinary book. That was the point. Open it up, and you'd see that Steve had cut an identical rectangle out from the middle of every one of its pages. Then he had pasted the pages together. It had taken over 2 weeks to finish, and Steve had developed an allergic reaction to the paste. But it was worth it. When Steve was done, the book had a secret compartment. It wasn't just a book anymore. It was a top-secret book box, and inside that top-secret book box was Steve's top-secret notebook, and that top-secret notebook was where Steve recorded all sorts of notes and observations, including, on page 1, a list of the 59 greatest books of all time. First on his list was a shiny red book called The Bailey Brothers Detective Handbook, written by MacArthur Bart. The handbook was packed with the real crime-solving tips and tricks employed.